Hi, how's it going?
It's going good, man. Good morning. I'm so glad you could come on.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you taking the time.
Well, you better believe it. Hey, you have some power that most of us don't have or maybe don't understand either, because you've been able to really summon some things. You're a clairvoyant medium. If people haven't seen the show, it's been on for a few years now, and you're only 23. So when did you know that you were feeling something different?
Sure. Well, you know, this all really started for me when I was actually only 10 years old. And I grew up in a really conservative household where we didn't talk about spirits or mediums or anything along those lines. But one night when I was 10, I went to bed and I basically woke up shortly before midnight. And I just had this knowingness that my grandmother was going to die. And I didn't know how to explain it. It just felt like a memory that hadn't happened yet. And I had like a very clear mental image of it. And as I went to try to explain this to my mom, her phone rang and we were interrupted. And when she picked up the phone, it was my dad on the line. And he said that my grandmother had just died. And that's really how we received the news. So it was more of an incident, but it took time to really identify it as an ability.
That is incredible. Well, since the show's been on, and you have a brand new season right now, don't you?
That's right, yeah. It's kicked off last night, and we're running for 9 episodes this season, so I'm very thankful. It's going to be a great season.
Well, you can tell me about what some of your favorite things to come to look forward to are, but you spent some time with the Kardashians and really made a difference in their lives. That's incredible.
Oh, yeah. You know, it was one of the introductory readings I did in the very beginning. Before I even had the show, I went on their show, and
right.
It just worked out. And, yeah, it's really cool to be able to stay in touch with them.
Let me ask you something, man. I mean, for skeptics everywhere, and sure, there are, and I know you enjoy questions because you feel good about what's going on, and everybody that watches it is blown away when they see somebody react, you know, like Rebel Wilson or somebody like that. But, you know, I don't know if you can do anything over the phone. I doubt it, but I would wonder, you know, my father died 4 years ago today, and you know,
right.
I don't know how you, you know, conjure that up, man. I go to the grave and I stand there and I don't feel anything. You know, it just feels like his energy is turned off. What do you think?
Right. Well, I always tell people when it comes to readings that it really is like a process. And if I had more than 10 minutes, I would love to sit down.
Right.
But, you know, when it comes to that kind of thing, I think some people notice signs more than others. I would say even if you don't notice signs, it's not a bad sign. It's just that some people are more inclined to notice it based on their intuition than others. And then some spirits are stronger communicators than others. And I believe we all go through a process and we transition that can be pretty unique to us. And that can sometimes prevent certain people from coming through. So I wouldn't be dissuaded. I would just say maybe give it time. And you know, it's always possible that it could come through.
So you never have a doubt in your mind that there are things that we can't see that are among us.
No doubt. And it's actually interesting, this season you'll see on Hollywood Medium, I got my brain tested. I was willing to be tested by Dr. Drew and a colleague of his who was a scientist. And they had me do a reading. They selected a client and kept it secret from me. And it ended up being Steve-O, of all people. And
whoa.
You'll actually see the brain scan results of that. There were some huge anomalies. And even as recent as this morning, Dr. Drew was tweeting about it, about being excited to see the results. So it's really cool.
Wow, I wonder if you were able to tell Steve-O that he was going to have a house in Hollywood Hills and still be alive.
Right? I know. For all the things he stapled to his leg, I'm surprised.
It's true. Tyler Henry's with us. Hey, Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium, you kind of predicted Alan Thicke's health problems, didn't you?
I did, yes. That was one prediction where, you know, that was really a tough message to deliver and the toughest validation to get. That was really hard, but I was thankful that I was able to stay in touch with his wife Tanya and actually follow up with her after his death. So it was very, very cathartic and emotional,
because he looked like he was a specimen of fine health before that. Nobody had him in a death pool or anything.
Yeah, he looked great, and at the time, you know, there were no physical signs of anything being wrong. He was so energetic and had more energy than I did at the time, so it was just really, really strange.
Yeah, he was watching his son rip off lyrics from people. He was loving life, man. Everything was great. So, angel light. Are you familiar with angel light? I'm holding one right now.
I'm not. Tell me about it.
It's some kind of rock that our midday host just gave me. She said, don't talk to dead people without this because it brings light from the angels. I said, wait a second.
Oh,
let me ask Tyler. Yeah, yeah.
The rock. Copy that. Yes, I am familiar with that. I have some at home, and I don't personally you know, really attribute any spiritual properties to rocks.
Right.
I'm actually more of like a geological nerd than anything else. But, you know, if it helps people in their process, it doesn't hurt.
That's wild. Tyler Henry, is there anyone you haven't been able to sit down with that you're looking forward to? Because, man, your roster of people that you've already connected with and connected with beyond Sofia Vergara, I mean, all these different people that have found something out that they would not have known.
Right. Well, you know, it'd be amazing to read really just anybody who needs it, but I'd say Ariana Grande would be a really fascinating celebrity reading just because of the personal and professional loss she's experienced.
So, that would
be a good one. But really just anyone who needs it. It's fulfilling to me the most when someone actually comes with a need and they leave better than I found them.
That's great. Does anybody ask for your help with anything to do with the Oscars?
You know, I always say the priorities of the other side are a little different when they transition. They're done with the industry.
That's right. Tyler, I just think it's great, man. If you're ever in this area, and do you tour? Are you going to come around this East Coast area anytime?
I do tour. In fact, I have a 23-city live tour this year, and you can see tickets and tour dates on my website, which is TylerHenryHollywoodMedium.com. And the show is basically a two-part show. I share some of the life lessons I've learned from the other side, and then I actually do readings on the audience and take audience questions. So I'm very excited.
That is fantastic. See Tyler live. A very special evening with Tyler Henry. Life lessons I've learned from the departed. And let me see if there's anything close. My goodness, you're coming to MGM National Harbor on April 30th, and that's a drive that's not too bad for us at all in D.C. Woo! I'll be there, dude.
I can't wait. I'll see you there, and hopefully something will come through.
I'll tell everybody to be there, too, man. I'll keep people out there, you know, to I don't know where you would promote this, so I'll promote it. So, damn it.
Oh.
I will.
Well,
all right?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. You bet, man. It's the Morning Stash, and I'm Stash, and that's Tyler Henry. Thank you so much, Tyler.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Hey, man, you take care. I appreciate you.
Thank you.